This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on Red-Hot-Mama.com. It's episode... What did we say?
It's episode 66.
66 on this July 9 of 2007. We're recording the podcast tonight in front of the Home Run Derby.
The always scintillating Home Run Derby.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been paying that much attention. I was reading...
Guess what you missed?
Some home runs.
There's actually a triple. It was the strangest thing.
That's funny. How was there a triple?
There was.
Did he run?
Just make it. Though that's my thing. I would really like to... I find the home run derby a little bit boring. Mm. Every year, it's the same thing. Hey, look, a home run. Oh, and he swings! And then you have Chris Berman in there. Going, burp, 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 burp. Because that's how he calls a home run.
Yeah, and, you know, there's no one going back.
No.
There's like two dozen kids out there.
Yeah.
But
that would be fun a handful of times.
Sure.
But, you know, I'd kind of like to see a triple derby.
A triple derby? That would be exhausting.
Yes, it would.
I mean, seriously, that would be exhausting. Like, one after the other after the other. It'd be better if it'd probably be easier for the players if they cycled through, as opposed to, like, all right, you hit a triple, I'll get back up to the plate and try it again.
Of course, you'd have to have actual fielders there.
Yes, you sure would. Try to get them out.
Yeah. I don't know how that'd work. Maybe you'd have only two outfielders or something.
Well, I mean, you'd want to make it pretty easy because, you know, it's like they throw batting practice. They're not throwing, like, real-life pitches here to the Home Run Derby. So for the Triple Derby, it'd be the same thing. You'd have, like, Bucky Dent out there. You'd have, Joe Morgan. I hear that he used to play.
Now, they did say that when the broadcast started. It's like, wait, he played baseball? I mean, he looks familiar.
He does sound familiar somehow.
The fact that he did play baseball does ring a bell.
The fact that he ought to bring that up sometimes when he's on.
I think he was good.
Really?
I think he played for some winning teams. You think he'd mention that more?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it never gets old. We bring it up every time Jim Morgan's on TV.
It's the All-Star break.
It's the All-Star break. I tell you what, I'm feeling kind of down. Feeling kind of down this All-Star break, and the lack of baseball is not helping matters.
But the Reds have righted the ship.
Well,
they're cruising into the break. They've
I don't know that they've righted the ship.
They've won four in a row. I think they've gone, what, 4-1, 5-1 under Pete McCannon?
Something along those lines. They
found the savior all along was this guy, apparently.
Awesome. They're going to hire him in the offseason, aren't they?
I hope not.
I
don't know who I want them to hire, but my only caveat or concern about them doing well the rest of the year is that it would lead them to hire McCannon without doing an actual search.
Yeah, that's the thing. Actually, I don't have that much of a problem if they were to hire him in the offseason as long as they actually performed the search and determined him to be the best
candidate. Didn't hire him just because he was the cheapest like they've done in the past or
for
all the other variety, multitudinous reasons that they've hired cheap, crappy managers in the past.
Well, you know, when they hired Dave Miley, there was such a grassroots, there's so much fan enthusiasm for him. Like, man, he did such a great job in AAA.
Yeah,
he did such a great job with his team. He really deserves a chance. And people were really behind that. And I don't know whether it mattered that he was the cheapest. I'm sure that played a part in it. People were really enthusiastic about it. I don't remember people being as enthusiastic about Naren. I know I wasn't. I think it was already starting to have that feeling of, man, we've done this before, haven't we? Then,
I think he would have to go
like 60-1 the rest of the season for people to be like to not have that sense of, oh, here we go again. Because
seriously, unholy winning percentage.
It would have to be unrealistic. I mean, because you think like Naren, when he picked up his season, his partial season, they only went just like just over 500, right? Or right at 500?
Right at or just over. I can't remember exactly.
And it's like,
but
that's not good. That's not good enough to hire a person.
It is if you just want mediocrity.
That's the name of the game.
Which was better than previous managers.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So I'm hoping we can get up to maybe fair with the next one.
What is after mediocre?
I don't know. Is it fair or good? I think fair would be before good.
Well,
but maybe not.
Fair, I mean, it's fair. I mean, it's very pretty. I don't know.
State fair every summer?
Can get me some deep fried Oreos. Those deep fried Oreos funnel cakes. Were delicious.
I like funnel cakes. I always have to decide. I'm going to get either funnel cakes or elephant ears, and I like them both. But I can't have both.
You probably should just stick to one, lest you have a heart attack right
one
there on the fairway.
Every year, every other year at the most.
Yeah.
So what's got you feeling down, Red Hot Mama?
Well, you know, I quit my job, which, yes, you know. And it shouldn't have me down because I go up and down about it. I really do. Because sometimes I'm really psyched. I'm really excited. I've got opportunities in front of me. I'm going on taking control of my career. Because my biggest problem with the company is that there wasn't any room for my career development. It was, they pretty much expected you to stay technical writer for the entirety of your career. And if you wanted to move up, you had to change departments. And, you know, as it turns out, I'm not interested in running test scripts. Not particularly interested in, I could pretty much go into testing or I could go into implementation. Those are pretty much my areas.
That would be more of a sideways move instead of...
It would be very much a sideways move, though they would have given me a raise for it. And the one guy who left my department to go into implementation acted like he was king shit with Shake Mountain. So I suppose I could have lorded it over. I could have acted like it was a big promotion. But
that does sound like you.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Very arrogant. Very, very much full of myself.
Yeah. You know, the listeners don't know this, but I'm actually in the other room as we record because that ego is so large. Just can't fit in the same room.
Yeah, that's true. Enormous head. But I go up and down, and like sometimes I'm so excited about it, I'm so thrilled that I've taken the reins of my career, and left a job on my own terms, which is the first time I've ever done that.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And I am pleased about that. But on the other hand, I'm also a little bit terrified, just a little bit terrified, because you know my last day in the office is this Friday, which does not give me a whole ton of transition time, and I just kind of jumped into this with both feet and didn't have a safety net, didn't say, hey, I'd better find a job first. I just said, you know, when the straw broke the camel's back was broken, and I just said, fine, I'm out of here. I quit. And I have a very good relationship with the people that I'm leaving. They know I don't mean it personally. It's nothing personal.
Well, I guess that's good.
No one's going to take responsibility for my career development but me.
Yeah.
As they've demonstrated by the fact that they haven't done anything in the last year.
You can't expect a company to do that. The company has to fend for themselves.
That's true. It's like, it's almost a battle. It's like a friendly adversarial battle somehow. You know, you've got to keep a good relationship between management and employees, but at the same time, you're constantly trying to screw each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just kind of
though not as violently as it was back in the Marxist days.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So in any event, tonight I was reading the Ramona Quimby book. reading Ramona the Pest to her son for his bedtime stories. And they're kind of a bummer. It's kind of a bummer, man.
It's been years. Those were my books as a kid.
Yeah, they're
and it's been so many years yellow. Since I read it, but I kind of remember it being a rather poor family.
Well, that came up in later books. They didn't seem that poor in this particular book, but it was just kind of like everything sucks for Ramona. She's only five, and no one understands her, and and everything goes wrong for her, and she's like such an interesting little character. Her parents have obviously not like engendered any trust, and things go wrong, and she doesn't go to them with her problems. She's just
weird.
She like hides stuff from them and stuff, and it's just kind of a bummer. And you know, you get kind of low, and then you start thinking about the other things that are low in your life, and you kind of like, man, what the heck?
Vladimir Guerrero just hit a home run.
Well,
does that make you feel better?
Never mind, everything's all right now. I think you should be required to wear a helmet.
Well, I don't think the his teammate or coach throwing him the batting practice meatballs is going to aim for his head.
You never know.
And back, it's gone! Landed just by the giant Coke bottle.
Can you do me a favor and explain to me why in the hell Adam Dunn is in this competition?
I'm not sure if he's ever been invited. Griffey was this year. He turned it down. Bonds was. He turned it down.
What the heck?
But I don't know if Dunn was invited. I mean, think he would have turned it down. Because
He's probably back at home eating tacos right now.
And yeah. At his favorite taco stand.
He's in there eating tacos and deep fried Twinkies and shit.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, so That's what all I can think, though, is like, man, it seems like here's a competition custom made for Adam Dunn.
Yeah. And the strikeouts don't count?
Well, but they do count the strikeouts.
They count strikes if you... I don't think that it counts if you swing
outs.
And miss.
Yeah, I think it does.
Does
anything,
it?
Any swing other than a home run is an out.
Well, but you know, I don't know that he has that many swinging strikeouts anyway.
You can sit there and watch pitches go by all freaking day.
But you're right. It does seem kind of perfect
done.
For him.
Yeah. Right there.
No, not that one. Not that one. Maybe next one.
My knees are just a little bit higher than that. Just a little bit. I'm on my tiptoes. Yeah. Yeah, so... but, you know, if they were to have a strikeout derby, you could kick some ass at that one, too. No one's got him beat on that one, baby.
So the season's halfway over.
Yeah, man, it's gone fast, hasn't it?
It really has. The Reds are no longer on pace.
Have we done anything cool and funny on Red Hot Mama the entire season?
We've had a rough...
It's been a very hard beginning of the season, guys. I promise. Things are going to get better at Red Hot Mama.
I don't know if they will this year.
Maybe not this year. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow.
We still have two mortgages Sunday. And you're lacking a job.
That's...
No pressure.
Yeah. Not only am I lacking a job, but I'm trying to expand into something I've never done before. It's like, I've been doing technical writing for 7 years, and I'm interested in expanding into something new. So here's my whole adventure, like, trying to find jobs that are, like, peripherally related to what I've done in the past and convince people that my experience applies.
There you go.
I think that the fact that, like, every job I've ever had, I've been the most productive employee within, like, maximum of 6 weeks. I think it's actually been more like 2 weeks. And I had one job where I was... Actually, literally, we did metrics, and I determined this. 100 times more more productive than the department average. Department average.
That doesn't sound healthy.
4 documents a month, and I could put out 400. See, that got a load of it. How do you say that without it seeming like you had a big head? And, you know, when you with you all the way in the other room, you're not helping matters here. Anyway,
yeah.
So how are we standing? How are we looking in the standings here?
Well, the Reds are still in last place.
Yeah, it's going to take them a while
out.
To get... Only 13? Weren't they down as low as, like, 18?
They might have been. The Brewers have kind of fallen off. 3-7 in the last 10. They have fallen into the All-Star break. I think Bill Hall is out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, I heard that.
He was one of their... I don't know if he is their major offensive contributor. They've got Prince Fielder, after all. But, you know, he's a good batter, and you lose one, and it kind of throws things off.
Anytime you lose a big cog in your offense like that, that's going to be problematic, because, you know, you don't have as many threats.
The Cubs are hanging right in there at second, a game over 500
still.
Crazy.
That's madness, man. Madness, I tell you! And look, they're 6-4 in the last 10.
They're doing okay, but so are the Cardinals.
Yeah, there's no
surprise
there.
Who had the privilege of playing the Reds and the Pirates to end... I'm sorry, not the Pirates, and the Giants to end...
Yeah. So they're what, 7.5 games back,
yeah.
6-4 in the last 10.
They've started getting
40-45. They
can getting some things going.
Look at this. They got the same number of wins as Pittsburgh.
But three fewer losses.
What the heck? Oh, they've got they had a snow out or something, didn't they?
They had some. Yeah, it sounds like they'll probably go another year without playing a full 162 game schedule.
Wow. Yeah,
as the game that was rained out or whatever it was.
Yeah, snowed out. Might have been rained
out. It's not going to be a game that matters.
Yeah.
So they're just not going to make it up.
Doesn't it seem like there's a lot of money to be lost by doing that? Seems like
one
you
would think.
Wanna, I don't know. I don't know what
maybe
what
not.
You have to
I don't know with rescheduling
and rescheduling and tickets and vendors and everything, but it still seems like you're going to make so much money on concessions and crap. I guess it depends. If at the end of the season one of the teams is in the chase and that game counts for that, then sure, certainly, then that's going to bring in a lot
of
money.
That's probably going to be a sellout if they're. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what else we got?
Pittsburgh's in fourth.
That's so wrong.
Houston's in fifth. Cincinnati's in sixth.
What the hell happened to Houston, man? I know that they haven't been great all along, but look at them.
I don't know.
They've been a second-half team these last few years. Are they going to pull themselves up by their bootstraps?
I imagine they'll do better in the second half.
Cowboy bootstraps?
I think Pittsburgh will do worse in the second half. I think Chicago will do worse.
Worse than 40-48?
Chicago will... Oh, Pittsburgh, yeah. I think They might do about the same, mm-hmm. but I think the Astros will do better.
Mm-hmm.
Cubs will do worse. I think the top three could easily, by the end of the year, be Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Houston. And if we're incredibly lucky, maybe Cincinnati will pop up.
We'll see what happens here. Going the All-Star, coming out of the All-Star break, it's kind of a tough time for the Reds when they have their momentum and then
boom,
stop.
Yep.
But you know, maybe that's all right. Maybe they'll just go and take a nap and come back with momentum and energy.
Yeah. They won't come back immediately with Homer Bailey.
Oh, that's right.
They sent him down.
That's right. They did send Homer Bailey down.
And it was just to keep him on his regular rest. It wasn't like, we're not happy with the way you're doing. Get some more work down in AAA. We'll call you up in a couple months.
Okay. Well, I hadn't thought of that. You know, when I heard that they had sent him down on the radio, we heard it on the radio.
Right.
It wasn't presented that way. It didn't sound like, they're sending him down to keep him on his rest. It was more like, they sent him down. And given, you know, what the discussions that people have been having about Homer Bailey previous to that game, I wasn't surprised.
Vladimir Guerrero just hit one to the big giant glove and left center field in San Francisco.
So have they hit very many in the water?
I saw a few at the beginning, but Vlad has been pretty much hitting it to left, and right field is where the cove is.
Dog, there are so many freaking kayaks out there. There's like
ESPN has a correspondent.
Freaking kayaks.
With a camera and stuff and a kayak. He hasn't had any luck yet. He did have to take a potty break, though. That was kind of humorous.
Oh, couldn't he do it right there into the water?
Well, he's in a kayak.
Over the edge. What do you mean?
There are cameras. This is a family show.
Well, they could turn them off while he's doing it. You don't have to film it.
I think he should have just brought a bedpan type thing.
And then that would make for some excellent internet footage.
But back to Bailey.
Yeah,
they've
sent
him down to keep him on regular rotation, so he doesn't miss. I mean, it would have been like almost 10 days between starts otherwise. So that's
right.
The only
and they're
going
to have to send someone onto the DL in order to bring him back up earlier in time for his next major league start. But they can do that because they haven't put Hamilton on the DL, right?
Right. And so he'll be looked at Thursday. His mm-hmm. hands in a cast from the sprain. I had a sprain once on a wrist.
Yeah, I remember, and they put a cast on it.
Forever to heal.
Yep.
And I don't use my hands for anything like swinging a bat. Shut up.
I guess you're not swinging it. But you use them for typing. I mean,
that's true.
But I guess it's not the same. It's not quite the same. I don't know. I hope that he's doing all right. I mean, we really don't need to be losing him. Right after Friel gets back, for crying out loud, this
no
team
kidding.
Was just whole again. However, I don't hate seeing Kepinger getting a chance.
No,
and
I'm
that
glad.
Would provide him a little bit of an opportunity to get a little left foothold there. You know, the Reds can't, Reds can't sneeze without tripping over an outfielder.
That's true.
And he's not a power-hitting outfielder for a change. He's a contact-hitting outfielder, so that's an interesting mix-up. I don't even mind that they have the surplus. They can always trade it for something.
Yeah, and, you know, they've got more in the pipeline. Jay Bruce, after all, is...
Yeah, we're going to see Now, Votto is not an outfielder, of course, but...
No, but he has played some in the outfield.
I do expect to see him.
And him and... both Votto and Bruce were just yesterday in the Futures, the minor league All-Star game. And Votto...
How'd that go?
Votto kicked some butt.
Awesome.
He had a sacrifice fly and had a solo shot later.
I think there's any chance of him coming up this year?
I hope so. Ideally, I think they would trade one, if not both, of their first basemen.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's anyone out there who wants him?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, they're fine. But, I mean, the only reason you trade for a veteran is because you're a contending team. And if you're a contending team, do you trade for Jeff Conine?
I don't know. He would be a good bat off the bench. If you want to have a weak spot on your bench and need a guy who can cover at first or outfield in an extreme pinch.
That would be a pinch.
Hatterberg is a... I don't think Hatterberg would be that great off the bench as a pinch hitter, but he is an amazing hitter.
Yeah, he's got...
I think there's some appeal there. I don't think you're going to get much.
Well, maybe they wouldn't need much. Maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they would just be looking to... I don't know if there's a whole lot of salary invested in those two anyway.
Not especially, no.
But, you know, maybe get a...
For once, they didn't overpay.
A double A prospect or something along those lines and dump the salary and give Ottawa space to come up and get his opportunity.
Yep.
Where in the hell is that?
Oh. It's J.J. Putz.
Yeah,
he is the Mariners closer.
Chin hair does not suit him in the least.
I'm not sure it's pronounced Putz.
Probably not.
But that's how it's spelled.
But that is what it says. I saw it on the screen. It said Putz. He's a Putz. Oh, what else? Have we gone through all of the teams?
That's all. For that, what do you think? We got the All-Star game tomorrow. Is the National League going to win ever again?
I don't know. Who's even playing for the National League?
Well, Griffey's starting. That's
They voted Griffey in.
Did Bonds get voted on? I can't remember.
Probably.
He's kind of popular.
Yep.
Yeah, the AL has won a lot recently.
Yep.
Used to it was never a contest. The National League always won, like, in the 70s, 80s, but now it's just always the American League.
You know, it's just the way it goes. Look, LaRusse is eager to end AL dominance.
They haven't won.
They haven't won since 96. That's when I graduated from high school.
Yep.
That's a long freaking time, man. That is a long freaking time.
It sure is. It's a bit ridiculous.
So what do you got?
Nothing.
Finding the starters there. Yep, Bonds, there he is.
Yep, Bonds is starting. Well, it's a solid lineup, but the AL just usually has better hitters.
Well,
I don't know why.
Yeah, Griffey's a good hitter. I understand that Dimitri Young is on the All-Star team.
Yeah. Is he the Nationals' only representative?
Yeah, I think that he is.
Funny.
How much do you love that? I love it so much. And, it's such a shame that, I think that, Hamilton really deserved a shot at the All-Star team. Of course, he might not be a star yet. They might have a special game for him.
Yeah,
the up-and-coming stars kind of a league or something, but he's had a heck of a season.
Yes, there are other rookies that have had better years so far than him, so I don't think, unless he, has an amazing second half, I don't think he'll get the Rookie of the Year.
He'll have to heal up that wrist first.
Yeah. Hopefully he will. Hopefully.
Hopefully so.
There's some hope for the Reds in the future.
Yep. One day. We'll just keep on hanging in there and we'll enjoy it we'll really, really enjoy it when we finally get to see the victories.
Unlike the Pirates and Cubs fans, our day will come.
Well, you know, the Pirates fans, it hasn't been that long.
Oh, actually, they're one of the chief operating officer or something like that is stepping down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's going to go pursue a career and...
something else.
Information architecture.
No. He's going to go suck in something else. There might be hope for them after all.
Yeah, but the thing about the Pirates is, even though they've been bad for a long time, the entire time I've paid any attention, they've been abysmal. But you know, we're not talking lifetimes. We're talking
That's true. It's
generation,
just been,
not lifetimes.
Since the early 90s.
We talk about Cubs fans.
Yeah.
Entire Cubs fans have been born and died since the last time they won. That's pretty bad.
That's pretty awesome.
But, yeah, that's a legacy, baby. I feel like I've really been forcing the whole conversation here. I'm really pushing through here. So I think we ought to wrap it up before I just...
It's time to go to bed.
Go
and,
silent.
You know, have dreams about finding jobs.
Really well-paying jobs.
Yes.
High, with a lot of fancy-looking clothes and jet-setting around the country and living fast.
Hey, look, Albert Pujols just did a home run.
Wow, he never does that.
He hasn't hit one in like a month. It's like a chicken up there.
Yeah, good comment. All right, let's wrap this up. So we're going to enjoy the All-Star game. And
it counts this time.
Well, that's what I understand. And then we'll be coming back to who? Who are we playing when we come back from the All-Star game?
We will be traveling to New York to play the Mets.
Oh, that'll be a good time. So we'll be enjoying the All-Star Game, looking forward to the series with the Mets, and looking for a job, and hanging in there until then. Go Reds!
The Red Hot broadcast is recorded weekly in front of a live studio audience. To send your comments to the show, email us at rhm@red-hot-mama.com and visit the website at red-hot-mama.com.